From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Common Council is considering giving amnesty to parking violators. Hudson officials are discussing opening a short window for amnesty for parking violations issued on or before January 1, 2020. Mayor Kamal Johnson said they just want to give local residents a break. Johnson said, and I quote, "Right now, there are parking issues all over the city. What I'm looking to do is to create a grace period of 60 to 90 days where they can pay their original ticket and clear it so they're not booted and towed. This will help out a lot of the citizens," end quote. He added, and I quote, "The conversations I've been having, especially with a lot of the elderly population, there's one woman who had to pay almost $600, and now she can't afford things such as rent and mortgage. It's tough for people. It's also tough for those who are disabled and have trouble parking close to their homes. And if they get a ticket for not switching sides, those tickets add up very quickly. This is something clear-cut for us to give back to the community. This is a one-time thing to come get it cleared and start fresh," end quote. The Hudson Common Council is expected to vote on the proposal in September. Read the full story in Columbia Green Media. Meg Britton Metlitz reports in the Berkshire Eagle that there might be a lot of standing water in the area, and a few cases of West Nile virus have been found in town, but the Pittsfield City Council voted August 15th not to spray insecticide against adult mosquitoes this summer. Instead, the mosquitoes will multiply, as the council voted instead of spraying to have the Board of Health and Conservation Commission discuss their current mosquito policy and I quote, "guidelines and protocols on spraying," end quote. Ward 4 Councilor Jim Conant was agitated by the vote, saying, and I quote, "It's obvious to me that we do have a health issue and we need to revisit this vote and repeal the action," end quote. But another councilor, Earl Persip III, said, and I quote, "throwing chemicals up in the air to try and kill a small percent of adult mosquitoes is not doing anybody any favors except killing pollinators. And even if you killed a handful of pollinators, we are not in a place in the world where we can let any pollinators die," end quote. Councilors Karen Kalinowski voted against resuming mosquito spraying, while Council President Peter Marchetti and Councilors Patrick Caving, Ken Warren, Kevin Sherman, and Jim Conant voted in favor. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. The Times Union reports that 12 colleges in the Capital Region and Hudson Valley are on the Princeton Review's annual Best 389 Colleges list for 2024. Bard College and Rensselaer Polytech Institute are the nearest, but Siena College, Skidmore College, Union College, Vassar, Marist, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Sarah Lawrence, Iona, Manhattanville, and SUNY Purchase also made the list. The Princeton Review's list comes from a survey of 165,000 students nationwide, not from the university of the same name. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.